is Radio Superior 1938, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1938. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time and hear radio as it may have sounded in 1938. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
Indeed, this is radio station KUWS, the voice from the head of the lakes, broadcasting from Superior, Wisconsin. This is Jack McKenna speaking. It's New Year's Eve, 1938. We have the Gitchinaggie Country Club, 6 o'clock news with Lou Martin. We also have sports with Ray Paulson, society news from Harriet Farig. We'll count down on all your favorite music from 1938 and take a look back on the big stories of 38. First, the Gitchinaggie Country Club, 6 o'clock news. Dine and dance in the brightest spot in the Northwest. The Gitchinaggie Club in Billings Park, Superior. Happy New Year, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners, and Happy New Year, one and all. The United States has rejected Japan's new order in the Far East. Secretary of State Cordell Hull says Japan's policy in China violates the Open China Treaty of 1922 by creating monopolies and threatening the rights of Americans in China. Japan's expansionist invasion of Manchukuo in 1932 was never recognized by the United States. Now U.S. Ambassador Joseph Gru delivered to the Tokyo government a statement that flatly and firmly protests Japan's new order for China. Last month, Japan sent the United States a note saying that the principles of the past no longer apply to the new order in Eastern Asia. Secretary Hull says America will not accept the violations of this decree. This just in from Berlin. The German press is lashing out at the United States government for what it claims is fostering anti-German sentiment. The Nazi press is blaming world Jewry for the stranglehold it has on public opinion in the United States. German Reichsfuhrer Adolf Hitler's speech for the new year says that Nazism is set on the road to destiny in 1939. At the same time, Herr Hitler says his army will continue to be strengthened and, even as we're quoting now, contributes to the general appeasement of the world, unquote. Hitler also called 1938, quoting again, the year of the richest harvest of our country's history, unquote, pointing to the additions of Austria and the Czech Sudetenland to the Third Reich. Traditional New Year's Eve watch night services will be curtailed this year since New Year's Eve falls on a Saturday night. Most churches will have their regular Sunday services instead. Three churches in Superior will have night watch services tonight. Christ Lutheran Church at Cummings and Belknap will have a 7:30 service. The Reverend A.P. Gerhardt's topic will be Fading as a Leaf. The Christian Missionary Alliance at 6th and Baxter will hold an 8:30 service tonight, and members of the First Presbyterian Church will meet at the home of Mr. and Mrs. J.R. Nelson, 82 Maple Avenue. The Reverend Alvin Carlson's talk will be All Things Become New. 1939 has already arrived in the lonely Chatham Islands, 400 miles southwest of New Zealand. Some 200 shepherds and fishermen will welcome in the new year by the traditional ringing of the church bells on Hanson Island. The Chatham Islands are the closest to the British Admiralty dateline, and so they are the first to usher in the new year.
So, if my calculations are correct, I could welcome in the new year 24 times if I started at the Chatham Islands and work my way westward by airplane?
You'd have to have a pretty fast airplane. The Earth moves from timeline to timeline at 1,000 miles an hour. Gitchinaggie Club news time is 6:06. Jack McKenna has a word from our sponsor.
Right, Lou. The Gitch. Well, that's what everybody calls it, the Gitch. Gitchinaggie Country Club. The dancing is great. You can dance all night if you want, nearly. And the drinks are wet, and the food is terrific. And the view, wow, right over the water there in Billings Park. Everybody calls it the Gitch, and they do it reverently, and they mean it. The Gitchinaggie Country Club, Billings Park, Superior, great place to dance have a drink, and eat.
An effort by Congress to amend the United States Neutrality Act in the coming session next year has several local people upset. A protest meeting is set for Wednesday night at 8 o'clock in the Cathedral Auditorium. The original Neutrality Act, passed in 1935, forbids the United States to sell weapons to any warring parties. These citizens believe it's best for the safety and security of our nation not to take sides if anything breaks out in Europe. Letters will be sent to Wisconsin's two United States senators, Robert La Follette and Alexander Wiley, as well as Northern Wisconsin's Congressman Barney Gehrman. Here's another sign that we may be coming out of the Great Depression. Superior will have a boat-building program. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has the story.
Happy New Year, Lou. 1938 was another hard year for men who wanted to work. But thanks to Douglas County Board Member J.A. Raffoli, the State Conservation Commission has awarded a contract to build several boats at A.L. Hoglund Boat Company in South Superior. Mr. Hoglund says that work will begin next month and will put 30 men to work for at least 9 months. Mr. Raffoli says several other cities around the state have gotten Conservation Commission contracts, and now it is Superior's turn. And that's kind of Happy New Year's news that we can use, Lou.
Good news indeed. Thanks, Mike. Preparations are being made for a busy shipping season in 1939. The volume of grain going to world ports doubled from 1937 to 1938, and local grain elevators are gearing up for even more demand in 1939. 66 million bushels of grain was shipped from Superior to domestic and foreign ports this year. Good listeners, it's my privilege to welcome Superior's Mayor Bryn Ospey to the microphone right now with his State of the City message. Thank you for coming, Mayor.
You know, that WEBC radio over in the Telegram building has me on quite a bit more than you.
Nothing personal, Mr. Mayor, just that we're busy covering other types of news, and some people think that politicians are full of hot air.
And I suppose that goes for the mayor of Superior, too?
Like I said, nothing personal, sir. You're welcome to give your State of the City right now.
Well, I'll just shorten it, then. I didn't want to bore you and your listeners. You know, man, some people say I'm a pretty good public speaker.
Your brevity is appreciated, Mayor Ospey.
There was a day when a mayor commanded respect by the members of the Fourth Estate. Now, well, let's read this thing here. The State of the City of Superior. Superior's on the march. The future for Superior looks bright for 1939. There was slow progress during the Depression years, which has been true all over the country. But you as citizens and we as servants in the management of our city can really look to the future with a great deal of encouragement. The St. Lawrence Seaway, judging from reports, will be a reality in the not-far-distant future. What effect this will have on Superior, only the future can tell, but there is no doubt of its many benefits. It will make Superior the ocean port of the world. The prospects for 1939 in shipping are very gratifying, and shipping companies are laying tentative plans that present to handle this prospective increase in shipping activity. Railroads, which is Superior's largest industry, are at the present moment making plans for next year. They expect bigger business. Other industries are equally hopeful for 1939. Prosperity is in the air, I tell you. It's not an idle boast. Then we say Superior is looking better. Our plans are to march on, and next year we'll see other projects completed. All in all, Superior is on the threshold of a bright 1939. Let's all pull together for a bigger and better city. Now, there, was that so bad?
Truly excellent oratory, Mayor Ospey. Thank you for stopping by, and a happy 1939.
And I'm getting the bum's rush out of here, too.
Douglas County Judge Robert Kern has appointed Noah Moquin of Superior to the Soldiers Relief Commission. Mr. Moquin was first appointed to the commission in 1932 by the late Judge William Haley. He's a veteran of the Spanish-American War. Douglas County Sheriff-elect Frank Carlson has named his assistants. John McKeg will serve as his undersheriff. The jailers will be Edwin Anderson of Dairyland, Carl Larson of Four Corners, and William Sloan of Superior. Harry Kelly will be his chief deputy. Sheriff Carlson says, and we quote now, "There are only so many jobs open in the sheriff's department, and of my many friends who worked on my campaign, I know that some will be disappointed. The public can rest assured that I will watch every employee to see that there is loyalty in his makeup and that he will be sober at all times," unquote. Because of expected indulgence tonight, Superior Police Traffic Director George Borg is urging people not to drink and drive or ride with someone who is intoxicated. Sergeant Borg says that there will be no leniency on tipsy drivers. He says that police officers will be assigned to watch each nightclub to keep intoxicated drivers from motoring off.
Now, that's good advice, and that's why I'm staying home tonight.
You always go out with Ray and Harriet and me on New Year's Eve. It's a tradition.
Well, this tradition is going to change, Lou. To tell you the truth, if I were to stay up to usher in the New Year, well, I'll need a nap tonight. No, I think I'll pass this time.
Shocked. Shocked I am.
Lou Martin with the 6 o'clock news, ladies and gents. What an evening we have planned for you, good listeners. It'll be tons of fun. A real humdinger. The best music of 1938. Lou will have the top stories of 1938. Ray the sports. Harriet the goings-on for those of you heading out tonight. But first, the weather before we count them down. Fair skies this New Year's Eve 1938 and cold. We'll drop down to about 15 degrees below zero, folks. High today was just -2. Hey, let's kick off our top 8 musical selections from 1938. According to sales at Brayman's Music Store in Superior, it was a big year for the Dorsey Brothers. They get us started with Dinah, with vocals by Bob Crosby, on the Martin and McKenna New Year's Eve special on Station KUWS.
Is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there isn't, you know her. Show her to me, oh Dinah. Keeps her Dixie eyes blazing. How I love to sit and gaze in to the eyes of Dinah Lee. My darling, every night, why do I shake with pride? I'm shaking because Dinah might change your mind about me. Dinah, should you wander to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee. Dinah, should you wander down to China, hop an ocean liner, just to be with my darling.
The Dorsey brothers, 34-year-old Jimmy and 35-year-old Tommy, gave us that enjoyable number. That's Dinah with the singing of Bob Crosby, sounding like Brother Bing, on station KUWS. By the way, I'm a bit stunned at the short shrift you gave our illustrious mayor.
Well, it's nothing personal. It's just that we've been promised this and that during this depression from our politicians, and I don't want to hear any more promises for 1939.
Uh-huh. The mayor kind of struck a nerve, did he?
Enough of this idle chatter. Good gracious, I've got some real news. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
KUWS chief engineer Joe Gardonio, good listeners, you look frazzled.
Hey, Lou, all engineers look frazzled.
First, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Don't panic, okay? Just, do you hear what I'm saying? Get a hold of yourself there.
We're professionals, Joe. Just take your time and tell us the news.
Okay, then, right. I'm settling down. Catch my breath. Oh, okay, then, here goes. Okay. A tube could explode, and we could all die a fiery death at any moment.
I'm getting a little panicky here, Lou.
Fiery death? Gives me a little concern here.
Well, one of our powerful transmitter tubes has gone haywire. Yeah, you should see it. Ooh, it's glowing brighter than I've ever seen anything. A real bright white. Reminds me of Christmas.
Get to the fiery part.
Yeah, fiery death.
Well, this tube will probably just burn out. Could happen any time now. They just get hot. They get so hot they melt themselves. And then I replace it, and all's well again. Now, this is in the back of the book, and they don't tell you about this. You got to follow the little arrows. But there's a worst-case scenario here, boys. It could blow.
Blow up?
I think that's the fiery death part, Lou.
I've never seen it happen, but I've heard about these things. All of a sudden, you're sitting along, listening to the tune, doot-doot-doot-doot, and then all of a sudden, brooey!
Fiery death.
Now, there is an upside, boys. Yeah.
An upside to kablooey?
This surging tube will send the signal bouncing across the globe. And since one of our antennas is pointed eastward, the folks in England and France and Germany can hear us right now. Not all that clear, but they can hear little old us from Superior, Wisconsin, U.S. of A.
So they've already heard this embarrassing bluey broadcast.
Well, I gotta get back to the transmitter, see what's going on, and make some calls. This is where the men are separated from the boys. If you want, you may leave, but then there better never be any of these jokes that engineers are square and stuff.
Rumpfkaff, you don't get the world at your audience more than once in a lifetime, and I may have a thing or two to say to the kids over in Europe. I'm not leaving. This is Jack McKenna speaking. Hello, London, Gay Perry and the Third Reich. It's time for our seventh biggest song of 1938. Here's Ethel Waters and the Edward Mallory Orchestra with Jeepers Creepers on the Jack McKenna and Lou Martin Show on station KUWS.
I don't care what the weatherman says when the weatherman says it's raining. You'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine. I don't care how the weather van points when the weather van points to gloomy. It's gotta be sunny to me when your eyes look into mine. Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, all get up, how'd you get so lit up? Gosh, all get up, how they hypnotize. Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, got to put my cheetahs on. Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Hypnotized. Where did you get those eyes? Down
into big black eyes.
Evers. Uh-huh. Oops, I'm sounding like somebody else. Number 7 on our top sweet big band hits of 1938 on this New Year's Eve world broadcast. Ethel Waters with the Edward Mallory Orchestra and Jeepers Creepers on station KUWS. Still here, Lou? The news is done. I can take it from here, pal.
Something tells me that that tube is going to burn out nice and quiet-like. Joe's not stupid. He's probably not brave either. I don't think that things are going to go bluey on us. And I've put together the top stories of 1938, too.
Well, knock yourself out, then.
In January, the nation's unemployment number is almost 11 million people, almost the worst of the Great Depression. The nation's $7 billion budget created a $1 billion deficit. In February, the Austrian government surrenders to the German government and allows Nazis in key Austrian posts. 5 days later, on February the 20th, Hitler demands independence for Germans in Austria and Czechoslovakia. Anthony Eden resigns as British Prime Secretary in protest of Prime Minister Chamberlain's appeasement policy with Germany. Nazi mobs in Vienna terrorize Jews, and the United States Congress fails to pass an anti-lynching law. In March, Austrian leader Schuschnigg calls for a plebiscite on Austrian independence, defying Hitler. 2 days later, on March the 11th, the Nazis seize Austria. Schuschnigg resigns and is arrested.
A frightening year for Germany's neighbors, Lou. Now that we've got Europe's ear, I'm not sure what to say to them. I'll have to study on that. Well, let's hear another number. A little good luck for all of us, and then we'll find out what's going on for tonight.
Even though you're still going to just be staying in.
If this place goes kablooey, that'll ruin your plans, too. There's the 6th most popular song of 1938 here. This is the Glahi Musette Orchestra and the Beer Barrel Polka on station KUWS. Thank you. gotta love that one, folks, wherever you live. That's the Beer Barrel Polka on a Martin and McKenna Show, New Year's Eve, 1938 special. Hey, we have some New Year's goings on to tell you about.
I'm here, Jack and Lewis.
No, you must leave now. I thought Joe locked everybody out. We have a situation here, Harriet.
I know, I heard. And sisterhood doesn't flee at the first sign of danger. And besides, I want women in those oppressed countries in Europe to hear that women in the United States know when to take a stand.
But...
So I'm here.
But Bluey...
And that's that.
But Harriet...
And that, Lewis, is that.
The Bartley Business School in the Union National Bank building on Tower Avenue in Superior has expert typing and mimeographing for you. They wish everyone a prosperous 1939.
You'll have the best minute of the year at the Android Hotel tonight. Something happens every second with Kenny Nidell, Cook and Brown, Zella Lane, Bishop and McKenzie, Phyllis Higley, and George Bergman and his orchestra. Dancing starts at 10 o'clock and no cover after 1 a.m. at the Android Hotel in Superior.
The Cohen brothers at the City Market wanted to thank all of their customers for their support in 1938 and wish everyone a better and healthy 1939. The City Market at 1015 Tower Avenue.
The Deluxe Club is welcoming in the new year tonight. No cover charge, good music, and noisemakers.
I wonder if any of those noisemakers go Bluey.
The Deluxe Club at Highway 2 and 53. Come on out and enjoy yourselves.
Lurie Furniture and its entire staff welcome the new year and wish everyone the best. Lurie Furniture at 1208 Tower Avenue.
And just to keep it in the family, Jack, Sam Lurie and the entire staff of 26 people at the Ritz Nightclub wants to toast in the coming new year and invites you to stop on by tonight. Always a good time at the Ritz.
Downs Funeral Service wishes you a safe, happy, and healthy new year. If not, they're there to serve you. Downs, the preferable funeral service.
Does it really say, if not, they're there to serve you?
Jack, really?
We're under the threat of Blueydom. I thought it made sense. That's my cue to spin the next musical favorite of 1938, though. This is number 5 on our most popular list. Let's enjoy Skinny Ennis, who's got a date with an angel, on station KUWS.
Got a date with an angel, got to meet her at 7. Got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven. She's so lovely beside me, and whatever betide me, got an angel to guide me, so I'm on my way to heaven. Soon I'll hear the bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates swing out, oh, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at 7. Got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven. Bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates swing out, oh, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at 7. Got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven.
Hey, that's Skinny Ennis, and got a date with an angel? on the Martin McKenna Show on station KUWS. So how's merry old London tonight? Hello from the Yanks. Well, surprise, surprise, it's none other than our brave man of the sporting news. Hi, Ray.
I don't know about being brave and all that, but I've got the sports for you.
Let's welcome. Let's give him a good welcome, folks. Rapid Ray Paulson.
Well, hello, sporting fans. 1938 was a great one for Slammin' Sammy Snead. The former caddy has been given the coveted Harry Vardon Award by the PGA, named after the late English golfer. Many more good years ahead for young Slammin' Sammy Snead. A lot of folks who will have headaches tomorrow morning, but I know of two men who have them right now, and it's not Jack and Lou. Yes, sirree, it's the tradition that the skippers of the two Rose Bowl teams spend New Year's Eve worrying about their ball players. Wallace Wade of Duke and Howard Harding Jones of Southern California are probably wearing a path in a carpet somewhere, thinking about tomorrow's matchup in Pasadena. Hey, friends, what a great sports year it was for Superior. The highlight had to be the Superior Blues coming from cellar dweller to first place in the Northern League, all with a new stadium which opened in August. New Municipal Stadium broke all attendance records set at Old Hislop Park. Manager George Treadwell's club is the first to win two titles since the Northern League was revived in 1933. Using prospects as part of the Brooklyn Dodgers organization, the Blues drew more than 20,000 fans to the new and old ballparks this year. Superior's own Bess Earhart is America's Queen of the Ice, and she's even starring in her first motion picture. Another Superior native, Maury Arnovich, is the only local boy playing Major League Baseball, even if it is for the lowly Philadelphia Phillies. And while it's still fresh in our minds, local boy Tuffy Lehmans had a great year with the New York Giants. He scored a touchdown and helped the Giants beat the Green Bay Packers to win the National Professional Football League title. Now, how's that, sporting fans, for a great 1938? This is Rapid Ray reminding you that everyone loves a good sport. And a happy 1939 to one and all.
Thanks, Ray. Let's hope we make it.
Without any kablooies. I have to admit, Ray, you're the practical one.
Well, some would say scaredy cat.
I'm surprised that you showed up.
Well, a guy's got to make a living.
Nobody would expect you to come here under these circumstances.
Technically speaking, we call them the kablooey circumstances.
You've lost me, Jack.
I don't think we should tell them.
Of course we should. Engineer Joe says the reason that we're on high power, high enough to broadcast all the way to Europe.
Hey, Limey Radio, Nazi Radio, Frog Radio, maybe even the old country. Maybe they can hear me in Sweden. How you doing there, Uncle Sven?
It's because a power tube is stuck and overheating. It could either burn out or...
And Auntie Gertrude, Cousin Nels, Dagmar, and Gudrun.
Or it could explode.
That, Ray, is the kablooey circumstance.
Oh, my. Oh, my. I've got to get ready for church. Bye now.
Now, that is really Rapid Ray.
He can move when he wants to, you know, Lou. Holy smokes. Let's gather around that old Philco, friends. This is kind of fun, isn't it, good listeners? Here's the fourth biggest song of 1938. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, the big hit, On the Sunny Side of the Street, on the Martin and McKenna New Year's Eve special.
leave your worries, leave them on the doorstep, life's sweet. Just direct your feet to the sun, sunny side of the street. Hop, bottle, poodle, sad, bitter, fat. You know the happy tune is my step, life's sorry. If you dig that beat on the sun, sunny side of the street. Used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. What a drag, old man, getting stuck in the shade. Dead hip, don't be afraid. Move it on over, kill yourself in the clover. Only hit for a sand who cares. Rich as Rockefeller.
Big song for 1938, folks. That's younger brother Tommy Dorsey on the sunny side of the street on station KUWS. Hey, Lewis, we've got an opportunity here. We can say something to our friends in Europe.
1939 might be a good year or a terrible year. Whatever it is, it'll be because of the way that things go over there.
I'm going to have to do some thinking on that one.
This may take a while. I'll look back on some of the big stories of 1938. April the 27th, all Jews in Germany were ordered to report property for liquidation. The next day, Britain and France agree on having a unified command in case of war. On June the 14th, Sigmund Freud leaves Vienna for refuge in London. Johnny Vandermeer pitches his second consecutive no-hitter for the Cincinnati Reds over the Brooklyn Dodgers on June the 15th. On June the 23rd, Joe Louis whips Max Schmeling.
Yay.
On August the 25th, Japanese planes shoot down a Chinese airliner and kill 19 people near Hong Kong. And September the 5th, Chile crushes a Nazi uprising in Santiago, keeping Hitler's sphere of influence in Europe, Jack.
Let's get in a happy new year from the management and employees at Northern Brewing Company. President Victor Nelson and manager Robert Rooney speak for everyone at Northern Brewery, wishing everyone a happy, healthy, prosperous 1939. With that, gang, let's turn the tables and hear the third most popular number of 1938. This is Artie Shaw and his orchestra with Lady Day, Billie Holiday, and Any Old Time on station KUWS.
Any old time you're blue, you'll have our love
to chase away the blues. And any old thing you do, I'll see you through. So just remember that I am waiting, dear. If ever you want me, I'll be near. Any old time and any place where you may be.
Third most popular big band number of 1938. That's Lady Day, Billie Holiday, teaming up with Artie Shaw and his orchestra with Any Old Time on the Martin McKenna Show. The first time a black singer has been paired with a popular all-white band.
We have another guest, rather unexpected, Jack.
You know, Lou, I don't think anyone listens to us. Who would come here knowing they could be blown up at any time?
George G. Newton at your service. Happy New Year, Jack and Lou.
Boy, I ask a dumb question and get George for an answer.
George, didn't you hear that this place could blow up at any minute?
I believe you call it the kablooey circumstance. Well, you know, I wouldn't miss a chance to say Happy New Year to my radio friends. And to think people can hear George G. Newton all the way back to Europe. You know, I got some people in Austria, and I don't mind saying I'm concerned. 1938 was a horrible year. I'm not seeing 1939 being any better. I think it's important that people who are oppressed know that the rest of the world cares about them and knows their plight. So you take heart, Europe. Uncle Sam won't sit still forever to all that's going on there.
Thank you, George. Well said.
My guess is there's more.
Well, there's much more I'd like to say. I mean, these people over there have got to wake up and smell the coffee. England and its appeasement, Chamberlain is wrong.
Good guess, Jack.
You just watch. Hitler's ambitious. He'll just keep grabbing till someone slaps his hands. Doesn't look like France is going to do anything, or Russia. So Hitler's just going to keep grabbing. He's a bad, bad man. I don't care what Henry Ford or Charlie Lindbergh says. What a man does, not what he says, tells the truth about him.
Again, well said, George. But we've got to move on. Does George G. Newton have some realty you want to talk about?
Well, I have a new line of work, but I'm still in realty, of course. The best in realty. You should see this cute little two-room studio apartment I have at 1600 Ogden. Sunny, bright, furnished. It even has a piano and a kitchenette. Just $25 a month.
Your new line of work, George. You were telling us about having a new line of work.
It's going to be 1939 if we don't get George out of here, Lou.
I heard that, Jack boy. Well, all right, I'll tell you. I'm selling insurance. Fire, auto, and public liability for you business people. You got to know that the hazards of winter mean it's time to make sure you're insured.
How about being insured against going kablooey?
Well, I got my 2 cents in to our friends in Europe. In fact, I think maybe I'll be going. But which is what I think people in Austria and Germany should do. I mean, follow Freud's lead and get out. You know, come to Superior. This is a very pleasant place to live.
Happy New Year, George.
A safe and peaceful 1939 to one and all. Yeah, you too, Jack.
On to our second most popular song of 1938, friends. Is performed by Eddie Duchin and Stardust on the Martin and McKenna's New Year's Eve special on station KUWS.
Thank you.
The biggest big band, biggie. The second biggest big band hit of the year, folks. That's Stardust with Eddie Duchin on station KUWS. I'm getting kind of nervous, Lou, old buddy. I wonder how that tube's doing.
I didn't hear anything loud coming from downstairs, so, Joe, he must be okay. I know what you mean, though. I feel like we're tempting fate here.
Why don't you finish off the top stories of 1938, Lou? Then I'll play the next number, and we're off, so to speak.
Sounds like a plan that we can live by. In September, the Czech crisis grew. All nations mobilized in some way, expecting war. Hitler sets an October 1st deadline to annex the Czech Sudetenland. FDR pleads for peace directly to Hitler. Chamberlain and Daladier meet with Hitler and Mussolini, and by October the 1st, all except Czechoslovakia are in agreement. But it's too late for Czech Premier Beneš, who resigns. The crisis ends for now. On October the 18th, General Motors joins Ford Motor Company in a massive rehiring of workers and rescinding last February's pay cut. October the 19th, Hitler awards famed aviator Charles Lindbergh the second highest German decoration. October the 30th, Orson Welles and his Mercury Theater radio group frighten the nations with its War on the Worlds radio play. In November, Nazi Germany warns Jews of fire and sword unless democracies evacuate them. This follows the Night of the Broken Glass, when several synagogues were burned down. A local note from Duluth. On December the 4th, the 6th Avenue elevated train makes its last run. That's a landmark that I'm going to miss, Jack.
The incline rail train. I'll bet they fix it and start it up again. Think of visitors wanting to ride the incline. It's time, good listeners. We've been waiting all hour to hear the number one song of 1938.
And some may have been waiting to hear if we get blown up or not.
Our loyal listeners do care, don't they? Don't they? Okay. Well, here it is. Just Lou and yours truly left this New Year's Eve. The most popular big band number of 1938 is by the incomparable Benny Goodman and his orchestra, and Stompin' at the Savoy on the Martin and McKenna International Show.
Thank you.
biggest, bestest song of 1938, good listeners. That's Stompin' at the Savoy by Benny Goodman and his orchestra on station KUWS. So, Lou, decided what you want to tell the good folks of Europe? Some sage advice for 1939? This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, a fluke of an engineering chance.
I would agree that our engineer is a fluke. My advice to the old country? Well, you folks have been fighting with each other over there for centuries. You have to learn to live with each other. There's no getting around it. Too often we learn the hard way, but in Europe's case, the world cannot afford to learn that way. For people in Germany, you cannot allow yourselves to lose your right to assemble, for a free press, to unionize, to practice religion, to have freedom of speech. That's our First Amendment, and it's the cornerstone of our freedom. Eventually, Poland and France and England won't put up with Nazi pressures like the people of Austria did. These are things that are worth fighting for. And that's my 2 cents worth, Jack.
If Ray were still here, he'd tell them what he tells everyone. It may be the best advice of all. Remember, everyone loves a good sport. My guess, though, is that Adolf Hitler isn't the sporting type.
Too bad that Harriet's not here. She must have wised up and gotten out of here.
Yeah, well, the getting was good. Hey, Engineer Joe, any news from the tubular front?
I'm here to warn you. She's gonna blow. Gotta get out. Harriet's down there. Harriet's down there trying to save us all. What a heroine. But there's nothing she can do, the brave lassie. Run, run like the wind before it all goes.
Bluey!
Beautiful.
Harriet, wake up. The show's over. We're heading out to catch a movie.
Oh, dear me. You all went Bluey. You were there, Louis. And we were broadcasting to Europe.
Well, that's nice, dear. I am here. It's New Year's Eve, and you were taking a catnap.
You're alive. And Jack and Joe?
We're all fine. You've been dreaming.
Oh, it was so real. Except the Bluey part was kind of dumb.
Well, I wouldn't say dumb. Maybe a little hard to believe, especially the broadcasting to Europe part.
What's wrong with her, Lou?
She had a nightmare. We were killed.
Hey, we better get while the going gets good. I want to get one of those fancy hats and noisemakers. You know, at the itch. Well, what's up with her?
She killed Lou and me off in a dream.
And you too, Joe.
Well, why me? I'm the youngest and the best looking.
It was a big tube in a transmitter. The power tube overheated and it gave us superpower and we were broadcasting to Europe and told them to behave themselves. And then the tube got too hot and it exploded.
Oh, well, Bluey did it.
How did you know about the Bluey?
Yeah, that's the dumbest part of her. I mean, that's part of her dream, Bluey. Only Harriet could think up a word like Bluey. I mean, it's a good word. Real descriptive.
That's enough, Jack. Strange that you would use that word, Joe.
All right. Now I'm getting creeped out. I'm going to take a look-see at the transmitter before I go. You know those tubes can get hot enough to break. I don't know about causing a fiery death from Bluey, though.
And that, friends, is the end. Not of us, but of 1938. We'll be back next year, same place, on your radio dial. The good Lord willing, that is. And we have Bluey-proof tubes.
Oh, Louis, hold me.
Good grief.
Why, of course, my dear.
This is Jack McKenna speaking. Happy New Year, one and all.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1938, a weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances by Hal Katz, John Munson, Ray Paulson, Don Hansen. All events reported on Radio Superior 1938 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.